Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf HaYomi Menachos Daf Ches. We begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis towards the bottom, so it's three lines off the bottom. Back to yesterday's discussion, where Rabbi Elazar tells us that when one does Kabbalah Sadam, receives the blood of the carbon in a kli sharis, he needs to have the right amount the first time. You can't just take a little bit and then be mekadesh more, you know, in a different kli, and then join them together. There needs to be the original or the required shiur originally. So there needs to be a shiur mi'ikara. That's what Rabbi Elazar's shita discussed yesterday. So again, in order for the Kedusha to take effect, you need to have the right amount. So what happens by Menachos? There is a required shiur, right? There is an Isorain, tenth of an Eifah. Could you just be Mekadesh half at a time? Half in this Kli, half in the other Kli, and then mix them together? Or does it have to be the right amount the first time? Says the Gemara, Umi Omar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Is that so? According to Rabbi Elazar, by Dam, the right amount is required. V'itma, we have a discussion regarding Chavitei Kohen Gadol, that's the daily mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings. So it starts off as an Isarain, you know, this required amount, and then he actually splits it. He does half the mincha in the morning, half in the evening. So the question is, in order for the Kedusha to take effect, in order for this material, the material of his mincha, to become Kaddish and Eklisharis, does he need to have the full amount? Or can we say, look, in any case, he's being makrib only half in the morning, half at night. Perhaps he could be Kaddish in that manner as well. Half a Yisorin in the morning, the Mekadosh half in the afternoon. There's a Machlokes. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Eino Kadosh L'Chatzoyin. If it's only half at a time, it doesn't become Kadosh Nikli Sharis. You need a full Yisorin at once for the Kedusha to take effect. Rabbi Elazar Omar, sure it does. B'Tuch Shekreiv L'Chatzoyin, just as you are Makriv it half at a time, likewise, Kadosh L'Chatzoyin. Initially, when you're Mekadosh, you can do it half at a time. Now, that's Rabbi Elazar's shita. When it comes to the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, but how is that consistent with his opinion regarding being Mekadosh, the blood of a carbon? With there, he says, you need the full amount at once for the Kedusha to be applied. Vim Isa, if that's correct, that when it comes to the Dam, you can't do half at a time. Leilef Midam, why don't we learn the Alacha of Mincha from Dam? Perhaps Rabbi Elazar does not compare different types of items, you know, mincha to the dam, loigamar, and therefore it's not a good equation. Well, it's actually not so, because we find that Rabbi Elazar himself does compare one thing to the other and equates different things. Rabbi Elazar tells us mincha should come to beichel kshera, the kmitza of a mincha. It took place inside the heichel. It's meant to be in the Azorah, right? He did it in the Heichal. It's okay. Kshera. Why? Because we find that in at least one instance that it's acceptable. Shekem Otzino Basiluk Bazichin. That's the removal of the spoons containing the incense, the Levaina, from the Shulchan, part of the, you know, Lechem Apanim arrangement. Where is that taking place? Of course, in the Heichal. And Siluk Bazichin, Rashi explains, Hainu Kmitza, is tantamount to Kmitza. It's a similar type of function. Removing the, you know, representation for the Mizbeach from the total package. So just as you can do Siluk Bazichin in the Heichal, same with the scooping of the Mincha, the Kmitza of the Mincha. Apparently, he does compare one item to the other. Why not the same over here? Compare the mincha to the dam. Well, big difference, says the Gemara. Mincha, mincha yalof, certainly equates one type of mincha to the other. A regular mincha to the lechem apanim, which is a type of mincha. So that he compares notes. But mincha mitam liyalof, he's not going to compare a mincha to dam. Ask the Gemara. Umincha mincha liyalof, really? Does he compare two types of menachos to each other? Batani, we have a braisa regarding lechem apanim. Actually, pirka nifras lachma. Suppose the bread or the breads broke apart. We're talking about the lechem apanim. Before pirka. Pirka means before it was disassembled. So every Shabbos they would remove the old batch and replace it with a new batch. So pirka means replacement, when they remove the breads off the table. And the spoons of the levaina, right? So before that happened, so basically before the mincha was sort of processed, nifras lachma, the bread broke. Nifras is a lashon of prusa, right? So it broke apart. Broke into two pieces. Halechem pasul. That's it. Halechem becomes pasul because it needs to be whole, intact. Ve'in makter ol v'sabazichin, and you can no longer burn the bezichin with the levain on the mizbeach. The mincha has become pasul. Failed mincha, failed lechem apanim, misha parka. But if this occurrence occurred after prika, after they removed the breads and the bezichin, right? Misha parka. Some say it means only the bezichin. That's the critical point, which is like the kmitza. So once the hakrava sort of got started, misha parka, nifras lachman, then the breads fell apart. Halachem pasul. Although the bread itself is pasul. Rashi explains it's like the halach of shirayim in a mincha, because after all the bread are like leftovers, left behind, so to speak, after being makrib the bezichin, which are representatives to the mizbeach, that's sort of the leftovers. So shirayim that goes missing, in this case, if it falls apart, it's like it went missing, it's losing its form, so you can't eat it anymore. Okay, so shirayim go missing between the kmitzah and the aktorah of the kmitzah. The shirayim are also bachila, so that's out. Halachim pasul, but you can continue, proceed with the aktorah of the levaina. Va'makter ol v'sal bezichin, you can makter the bezichin, the spoons of the levaina. So really, it depends when this breakage took place, before the hakrava process started, then the whole thing is pasul. But after the hakrava process began, you already removed the bezichin, you started the process of the aktorah. At that point, if the breakage took place, the breads are out, but the aktorah of the bezichin can proceed as normal. When we say pirka, we don't mean actually pirka. As long as the time for pirka took place, as long as the time of pirka arrived, and Rashi explains that to mean past chatzos, which is the appropriate time to do the aktor of the bezich. So once that time arrives, afal pishli pirka, even though pirka never yet occurred, kimisha pirka dam, it's considered as though it occurred. If it's available for aktorah, it's as though the process began, and you're saved. Ask the Gemara. Why is it dependent on timing? Vamai, to have a kmincha shechas shokadim kmitza, let it be compared to a regular mincha, whose shirayim went missing before kmitza. The halacha is, it's a clear halacha in that case, if the isarain, the mount, was diminished before kmitza, the mincha has failed. It's possible. So here as well, if the breads fell apart before kmitza, before removal of the bezichin, so the more halakash. The answer is like this. Although Rabbi Eliezer would compare one mincha to the other, it's not like comparing mincha to dam, which he doesn't compare. Mincha to mincha he does compare, but you have to understand lechem apanim is a little bit different than a standard mincha, because here it's clearly two separate elements within this package. You have the breads and you have the levaina sitting beside the breads. It's like a sort of a separate component within the package. So in that sense you can say that as long as it's already time for aktorah of those bezichin, we sort of treat them separately. You don't have to reckon with the fact that the breads fell apart. As opposed to a regular mincha, which is one single bowl, one single unit, before kmitza. And if at that point something goes wrong with the amount, it's diminished, the whole thing is possible. Halakasha mincha le burr. Breir kmitza de day. By regular mincha, the kmitz portion is not yet identifiable. Like burr, it's not separate. So it gets swept along with the rest. But vaha, as opposed to the lechem aponim, the vazichem of lechem aponim, bara brira brira kaim istedah, the kaimet, so to speak, lechem, the levain and the vazichem, which is labeled like the comparable to a kaimet of a mincha, is very sort of separate. And therefore, since, number one, it's separate, number two, the time has come to be makter it, it sort of disengages. The kimesh yegez man leparik. Once the time has come to do this, Commander Parkadami says, oh, it's done, and you can sort of ignore what happens to the breads. Says the Gemara. Okay, but still, you're right, it's not treated like the mincha that was missing before the kmitza. But let it be like the leftovers that was missing after the kmitza. Now we know, according to some, you can't proceed with the kmitza, the aktar of the kmitza. So again, you do the kmitza, and then the leftovers sitting here, some of it went missing. Some hold that it aborts the process because the shirayim are also part of this arrangement. Elimiat, if that's the case, tiyavak shirayim shechasru ben kmitz laktara. Fine, it's already chatzos. The levain is sort of detached now. Now the breads fell apart. At best, it should be like the shirayim that went missing between kmitz and laktara. The ein maktir and kmitz, you can't proceed and do laktara of the kmitz. Likewise over here, don't do the laktara of the bazichim. Well, it's not so simple. It's a machlaikis, and we hold like the shita that you could lav pluk the ninu. Isn't it a machlaikis? And Rabbi Lazar Sevel Kamandami is like the shita that, in fact, you could proceed in this instance, shirayim, shechasu, leftovers that went missing, kmitz and aktora, between kmitz and aktora, you can proceed and burn the kaimitz on a mizbeach, and likewise the bazichim on the mizbeach as well. Mak the kaimitz alay. Goof, let's go back to the machlaikis we discussed before regarding the chavitin that were done piecemeal. Chavite Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Ein HaKadosh L'Chatzoin. You can't be Mekadosh in a Kli half at a time. It's got to be the full amount at once, even though the Aktara will take place part at a time. Rabbi Lezo Amar, no. It goes hand in hand. Metoch Shekrev L'Chatzoin, just as you Makrev it half at a time, Kadosh L'Chatzoin, you can be Mekadosh initially half at a time. Amar B'Ach, my time, Rabbi Yechon, why does Rabbi Yechon insist? They do it all at once. Amar Kro, Mincha Machtzisa. Instead of saying Machtzis Mincha, the Mincha says, the Pasuk says Mincha Machtzisa, which sounds like it's got to be a full entity, and then you split it. Havi mincha, v'achakach chaytzeu. First bring the hevi mincha, first he brings the full asiru se'efa in one kli, makadosh, and then you split into two, and you offer it piece by piece. Meisvei, here comes a kashan or belezer who says you can do it half at a time to begin with. Meisvei, chavite kohen gadol lo hayboys chatzoin. The Brisa clearly says you can't bring in half at a time. Ella maybe yisar and shalom, you have to bring the full amount for chatzoin, and then you split it. But tanya, furthermore, we have a Brisa. Ilu nema mincha machtzis. The pasuk would say mincha machtzis. I would say, okay, bring half to mincha. Hayisoyim maybe chatzi yisar and mibesa shachris umakriv. That would indicate that the kohen gadol brings half the amount over the beis hamikdash. Is makriv does the same in the afternoon. Chatz Yisorim Mibesei Yarvis, Makrav brings half the Yisorim from his home in the evening as Makrav as well. That's what I would think. Tamaloyim Machtzisah Babaiker. Half of this in the morning, half of this in the evening. What does that tell you? That there's this, there's a full entity before you. And then you take half for the morning, half for the evening. Mechtzah Mishalom Humevi. He's cutting half of the full amount that's already here in a Klisharis. Apparently, you can't do it half at a time. Says the Gemara Mitzvah. Even Rav Lez agrees that it's preferable. It's a mitzvah. But even if it's done the other way, it works. How can you say that it's not critical? The Pasuk uses the word Chayk, Chayk Olam, which denotes absoluteness. You can't... When the Pasuk says Chayk, it's referring to how the Kohen Gadol brings it from his house. So basically, he has to be magdash, the full Yisarin at once. But in terms of putting it into the klisharis in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the next phase, that Rabbi Elazar holds can be done half at a time. Says the Gemara. Is that so that according to Rabbi Yechon, you can't be Mekadosh half at a time? Umi Amar. Rabbi Yechon, we have a discussion regarding a regular, you know, mincha, which also requires an Yisarin. Hefresh Chatzi Yisarin. So he has a Klisharis. And he puts a half of Yisarin at a time. Vedat El Hoysef. He plans on adding more. He's going to get some more and going to put it into the same Kli and, you know, fill it. Rav Amar in a Kaddish. Rav says it's not yet Kaddish until he completes the required amount. A mincha needs to be a Yisarin. Rabbi Yechon Amar Kaddish. Rabbi Yechon says it's Kaddish for the time being, even though he has yet to fill it. Hold it. Kont Rabbi Yechon, a partial amount can become Kaddish. If that is so, that according to Rabbi Yechon by the Chavitin, half doesn't work. Leilith Mechavitin, why can't we learn the halacha of a regular mincha to say that half doesn't work from Chavitin, where it also doesn't work? Perhaps you'll say Rabbi Yechon Milsam Milsal Yalv. Rabbi Yechon doesn't compare different types of, you know, karbonis, and therefore you don't learn one from the other. Really? We find that Rabbi Yechon himself does compare. He says you could, if you took the carbon shlamim, and instead of doing the shchita and the azara, you did it inside in the hechel, k'sherin, it's okay. Why? Pasuk says you do the shchita at the entrance to the oil mayit of the hechel, which indicates that the focal point, the primary, you know, is the hechel. You're doing it at the entrance to the hechel, so if it's good at the entrance, certainly it's good inside. Oh, you can't say the tafel, a secondary area, the outside area, at the entrance to the echel is chamer, is stricter, is more critical and more acceptable than the ikr, than the primary area, which is the echel himself. So basically, he's learning one area from the other. He's comparing to the echel, to the azar, to the echel. So likewise, he should compare a regular mincha to minchas chavitin, that there's no kedusha l'chatzoim. Well, says the Gemara, you're right, but here it's different. Data lohisiv shani. Here he plans on finish completing the amount very soon. He's not planning on leaving it like this. Right? So picture it. He has a big bowl. Instead of bringing the sarin at once, he pours in half, and he's going to get more and pour it in as well. So the kedusha begins already now because he plans on completing, as opposed to the case of chavitin, where he's going to do half the sarin in this kli and come back later and do another half the sarin in the other kli. He's not going to add it to the original amount. In that case, it doesn't work. The Sani, we find this distinction in the following price, that when you plan on finishing and adding, it's better. Malayim. Pasuk says that the klesharis were filled. Ein malayim el shleim, it means it's filled with the proper amount. When do we say that half the amount doesn't become kaddish in the klesharis? That's only when he plans on leaving it like that. Bizman she'ein dat lohesif. Avel bizman she'ein dat lohesif, but he plans on completing the amount in this very kli, rishon kaddish. So any little bit that goes in is already Kaddish on account of that plan. Okay, so far we have two opinions regarding partial Kedusha by a Mincha. Rabbi Elazar says, even by Chavitin, half at a time works. Rabbi Yechon says, it does not. And by regular Mincha as well. But if you plan on being Moisif and being Mashlim and completing the amount, then it's not considered halfway, then it works. Okay, so again, according to Rabbi Elazar, halfway works. According to Rabbi Yechon, does not, unless you plan on completing it. Now, Rav's opinion is on the other side of the spectrum. He says that even when you plan on completing it, there's no Kedusha applicable to this material in the Klisharis until you actually complete and fill the amount. Ask the Gemara, V'rav b'chavitik ma'svirle. Now Rav says that even in this case, when he plans on topping it up, there's no kedusha until it happens. Where is his source? So let's sort of analyze it. When it comes to the halacha of chavitin, the case of the Kohen Gadol's mincha that we discussed earlier, we have Rabbi Yechon says that half doesn't work. We have Rabbi Elazar says it does work. Who Whose opinion is Rav following? Bechavita k'masfir li. Ikra Rabbelezer, is it like Rabbelezer? That halfway works. Leilif mechavita. Then he should learn from Chavitin to other menachis, right? Just as by Chavitin partial works, by other menachis it certainly should work, right? V'chiteima, Rav milsa mimilsa l'yolif. Perhaps you'll say Rav doesn't, you know, compare, you know, the regular menacha to the Chavitin. It's not, a, you know, v'ama Rav. We find that Rav does compare different types of menachis. In fact, Rav declared as follows. Mincha kedosha b'leishem. Although a standard, you know, mincha, which has a couple of elements, it has flour, it's mixed with oil, has levoina as well. Suppose he put the mincha in a kli without the oil. Is the kedusha activated? Yeah, mincha kedosha b'leishem. Some add the words of Blei Levina, because we find a certain mincha without oil. Apparently, oil is not critical to the kedusha of the mincha. Shekein matzinu lechem apanam has no oil. And just as kedusha is applied there, it's applied here as well. You'll add the oil later, but in the meantime, it's kaddish. Likewise, a mincha that was put in a klisharis without Levina, Blei Levina, also becomes kaddish. Shekein matzinu b'minchas nesachim, certain type of mincha doesn't have Levina. What about a mincha without oil, Blei Shemen? Without oil or levoina, right? But missing both, no oil, no levoina, it's also kaddish. Because there's a certain mincha that doesn't have either. Shkei matzina mincha schaita, mincha besinner, it has none. Apparently he compares one mincha to the other. Just as it works there, it works here. So why can't he compare regular mincha to mincha chavitin? Regarding halfway kedusha, al-kachak rav k'rbiyecham svirli, certainly rav will hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that mincha chavitin and a regular mincha would not become kaddish halfway. And Rava adds another strictness. He says, even if the intention is to complete the shir, kedusha will not happen until that shir is present. Okay, so bottom line is, we have two discussions regarding partial kedusha, right? Kedusha being chal on a partial amount. Regarding minchas chavitim, we have Rabbi Lezer who says, just as you makriv it half at a time, the kedusha can land on it half at a time. No, unless you have the full amount to begin with. Regarding other menachos, Rabbi Yechanan says, as long as you plan on completing it, the kedusha will happen now. Whereas according to Rav, even in that case, kedusha will not happen until you have the full amount in the kli. Now let's go back and review the most recent statement of Rav. Gufa Amar Rav. So ideally, a mincha is meant to have, you know, the flour, the oil, the levoina, everything together in the kli. But even if only one or two of those elements are present, says Rav, kedusha can happen because we find that at times that is sufficient to generate kedusha. Regarding other menachos, guf amar Rav, mincha kedusha b'lei shemen, it can happen without oil. Of course, I'll have to add the oil later, but in interim, it's kaddish, just as lechem apanam doesn't contain oil, and there's still kedusha. So we see that the mincha can become kaddish in this manner. Shkei matzim lechem apanam. A mincha has no levoina, blei levoina, kedusha can happen. Shkei matzina mechas nesachim, which has no levoina. Without oil, blei shemen, u blei levoina, it also works in the meantime, just like a mincha schoite, which is lacking both those elements, and it's still going to be kaddish. Shkei matzina mechas schoite, and he continues, v'shemen, u levoina, kachi hai blei hai. Suppose you have just oil in the kli, or just levoina in a kli. Likewise, kedusha can happen because we find such a type of carbon. Kaji hai b'lei hai v'lei b'lei hai. Why shemen, oil on its own, like we find by the matzora? Shkei matzina b'loik shemen shel matzora. There's a luk shemen that he brings, standalone offering. Apparently, it's standalone. Likewise, levoina on itself could also have kedusha in the kli. Shkei matzina b'levoina b'vazichin. We find that the levoina and those spoons, right, they're on their own, not mixed in with anything else. Apparently that in itself could generate kedusha. So that's Rav's opinion. Flour, oil, levoina, each one on its own. Rabbi Chanina Amar, no, he says, unless you have all the required ingredients, there's no kedusha generated. Loi zoi kedusha b'loi zoi, v'loi zoi kedusha b'loi zoi, right? This ingredient without the other one, and vice versa, does not work. Ask the Gemara. Fine, so going to Rabbi Chanina, it's one single entity, inseparable, indivisible. And kedusha waits until you have it all together. Rabbi Chanina, going to Rabbi Chanina, Yisar lo minimshach. Why did they sanctify the klisharis that contained an isarin, right? The isarin measure. Why was it, smeared with oil at the Shemana Mishcha, which is typically done, right? The purpose is to give the kli the ability to mekadesh its content. Well, there's no kedusha happening in the isarin, which is simply going to be holding the flour, purely flour. There's no kedusha happening until you add everything else in the big bowl. The answer is for the Minchas Chayte, who doesn't have any other ingredients. So in his case, the Isarin of pure flour will become Kaddish. V'lug lama nimshach, why was the lug made holy? Like Shemesh HaMetzorah, for the purpose of the Metzorah. But regarding a standard Mincha, there's no Kedusha happening until you mix it all together. Then is the Gemara. So we have Rav who says, not even one ingredient at a time could become Kaddish. As opposed to Chanina says, unless you have it all together. Vav Shmuel sova lo de Rav. We find that Shmuel also agrees with Rav. That one at a time works. It's not. We have a Brishna and Mitzach HaSvach. Klei halach, mekashin is halach. We have different types of containers in the Beis HaMikdash. Those meant for liquids. Those meant to measure dry materials. And these kalim have kedusha, as we explained, sanctify, to generate kedusha on their contents. The halach is that each kli can only function within its realm. Kli halach, makash, and salach, the ones meant for liquids, only makadish, liquids within them. Ubidish hayovish, makash, and sayovish, likewise a dry for the dry. You can't mix them up. Vein kli halach, makash, and sayovish. If you put dry material in a pitcher meant for wet, there's no kedusha, and vice versa. V'lo yimidish hayovish, the ones meant for dry material are not going to be mekatshin as halach. Vamar shmo, lo yishonu, that's only shru alamidais. Only containers that are meant for measurement. So they have a very specific defined function. To measure dry, not wet. Aval mizrakais, but these containers, which are meant to contain, let's say, blood, even though they're meant for liquids, mekatshin sayavish, they can work even for dry materials, like flour of a mincha, shenema, as we find in the pasuk, shnei malei miselis b'lul b'shem al mincha. We have the psukim discussing these very containers, the ones meant for the dam, the mizrakis, and we see they're filled with mincha material. Apparently, if it's just a regular bowl, a regular container, not a measuring utensil, just a container, even though it's intended for lach, it can work for yavash as well, like a mincha. So the wording of Shmuel indicates that even if it's yavish, even if it's something totally dry, like just plain flour, kedusha can be generated. That's like Rab, who says kedusha can land on even one ingredient at a time. Amalei Rav Acha. Now we're going to clarify. We're going to analyze Shmuel's statement. He's deriving from the pasuk where they use the blood containers for the mincha to learn that containers can be used even for dry material. But your example is a mincha. Mincha is moist. It's not really dry. It's flour mixed with oil. So how could you compare it to just plain dry? Amaleis, he says, lenitzruchal yavashaba. But you're right, within the mix, there's going to be some granules that are still dry. And the proof is from there. Apparently, it works even on dry. Another answer to this is minchal gabidam ki yavish damya, comparable to the blood, which is completely liquid. A mincha is relatively dry. Minchal gabidam, mincha, comparable to blood, is ki yavish damya, is compared to dry. Because it's relatively dry, right? So apparently, it works on dry as well. Let's go back to another point that we mentioned earlier, which was Rabbi Lezer's point. Amar Rav Elazar, mincha shekam to beichel kshir. If the kmita by mincha was done in the eichel, it's okay. It works. Just as we find by the lechem apanim, which is taking place inside the eichel. Shekim musinu basilik bozichen. The silik bozichen, as we explained, is like an act of kmita. It's removing the element of representation to the mizbeach from the overall package. And that's taking place where? Off the shulchan in the eichel. Apparently, kmita can be done there. Moser Rav Yirmiyahu, I have a question. He says, Rav Yirmiyahu, I have a braisa, which indicates otherwise. The kmita has to take place outside in the azor. If it comes to misham, he does kmita from there. What's this reference to? Mimachim shiragli azor amdes. That's where the zara, the non-kohanim, stand. That's the first section of the azor. Apparently, the kmita has to take place there, not inside of the eichel. The meseir omer, as we discussed the other day, the meseir says, Menayashim comes b'smol she'achsev ikmets b'yimin. What if a kohen did it with his left hand? Can he return the material and do kmitza again with the right? Amaloyma becomes misham. Comes from says mimakim shekametz kvar. You can even redo it. Take another scoop from that same location where you already did, so you can redo it. Okay. In any case, the question is from the first part of the brayso. Kmitza has to take place outside in the azor. Ikadami. One version of events was like this: who moisiv lavu mefarakla. Who asked this kashi himself offered the solution. Some say it was somebody else who answered it. Amalei Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov was one who turned to Rav Yirmiyahu b'tachlifa, and he says, Asbel, let me explain to you. Let me give you an answer. It doesn't have to be strictly in the Azorah. It's not exclusively in the Azorah. The point of the Brisa was to allow Kmitza in all areas of the Azorah, even on that first section with the Yisraelim. It's meant to allow you to do kmitza throughout the entire Azara, even in that first section which is meant for the Israel. You shouldn't come back and argue and say no, right? It's coming to undo a notion that you can have. Since an oila is kachik kadashim, the highest form of kedusha, and mincha is also. Umincha is also labeled as Kashi Kedoshim, so perhaps you can't do it back there. Ma'ila to an itself, and just like the Shechita of the Ila is to take place in the Tzafon of the Azara specifically. Likewise, the Kmitz of the Mincha, which is corresponding to the Shechita of a Karban, Av Mincha to an Tzafon, that's what I would think. And you can't do it in the back of the Azara, over in the east. Comes the pasuk and says, "Becomes mishan," even where the owner is standing back in the, in the back of the Azara. Now, why would I think? But one second. But certainly in the Hechel as well, as per Rav Elazar's statement. Now, why would I even think to compare it to the Oila? An Oila is a different story. My Oila shekein kalal, an Oila is fully burnt on a mizbech. It's a different world. Okay, Michatas. I would compare the Mincha to the Chatas, which doesn't have that element. And needs tzafin, so perhaps the kmitza of the mincha as well needs to be tzafin. Well, it's not a fair comparison. Chatas has the ability to atone for kari's sins. Okay, so I learned it from the Yasham, which doesn't have that ability and requires tzafin. So perhaps the mincha as well. Well, you can't compare. Mal Yasham shkein min adam. An Yasham is an animal. It's blood. It's Rashi says the ikur kapara happens through dam, right? So it has that added advantage which a mincha doesn't have. Why would I compare the two? Mikulanami, and even if I would attempt to sort of link them all together as a common source, Oila, Chata, Tzafin, all three require Tzafin, despite their differences, perhaps a Mincha as well. Mikulanami, I can't learn from all three as well, Shkei Minei Dam, because all three have something in common that the Mincha doesn't have their blood offerings. So why would I even think that a Mincha cannot be done anyway in the Azar? El Istrich, the answer is like this. The Pasuk is required because, Hakadat Chamin, I would think, the pasuk says that you give it to the kohen who does hagasha, so he tips the taps the kli with the mincha to the corner of the mizbeach, and then it says v'kamas, then he does the kmitza. Perhaps it needs to be the same location as the hagasha, which is right near the mizbeach. Ma hagasha, just like hagasha takes place b'kerem at the corner of dromis maravas of the mizbeach, av kmitza nami b'kerem dromis maravas. Perhaps the kmitza has to take place at that same location as well. Comes the pasuk and says, if it comes to misham, you're free to do it anyway in the Azara Kamashma. Goof. Let's go back to one halacha that we learned earlier as well. Regarding the Shechita v'Shlamim in the Heichel. Amar v'Yechanan, Shlamim, Sheshachta v'Heichel is Ksherim. Shenema, we have a pasuk. V'Shachta v'Pesach, you do it at the entry of the Ohel Moed, in the Azara facing the Ohel Moed. Apparently the focal point is the Ohel Moed, is the Heichal. So certainly if you do it inside, you're good. You can say that Tavel is secondary, is better than the primary. The Azara is okay, certainly the Heichal. Maybe here comes a kasha. You always apply this principle. What about regarding eating karbonis? Rabbi Doin. Rabbi Meseroin. Menain. What about a case of Shemekifu Oivdik Yochav Misazor? The Goyim are attacking the Beis HaMikdash. They're shooting missiles into the unroofed area of the Azara. The Kehanim are fearing for their life. So they're running into the Heichal to eat their karbonis. The Heichal, which is a roofed, protected area. Is that acceptable? Shakihanim nechnosin laichal va'ichlan b'kodesh k'doshim shiur minachas. Can Ganim go into the heichal and eat the karbanos? Tamalaymar b'kodesh k'doshim doichlenu. The special pasuk. Karbanos can be eaten in the kodesh k'doshim, in the heichal. Why do we need a special pasuk? Look, if you can eat it outside, it's only inside, based on Rabbi Yechon's analogy, right? Well, Amalei Kura, why a special pasuk to allow them to eat inside? Lema. We have a pasuk which says you can eat it outside, in the Azara, in the courtyard. And the Mishkan was a courtyard, right? V'chatzar oil moed yechlua. If you get it outside, certainly inside. The outside can't be better than the inside. So why are you a special pasuk to allow it? The answer is eating is different than avoida. When it comes to shechting a carbon, that's avoida. It's appropriate to do it inside. If you do it outside, certainly it works inside. But eating, perhaps it's not appropriate to eat in the presence of the Shechina, in the primary location of Shechina. Outside, yes, but not inside. That's why I need a special pasuk to allow it. Answer the Gemara. Avoid when it comes to serving. It's appropriate for a person to serve in the presence of his master. I mean, and there we apply the analogy of Rabbi Yechanan. If you can do it outside, certainly closer in. But achila, consuming karbanis, was not there a cheres to do so in the inner sanctum? It's not appropriate to eat in front of your Rebbe. And therefore, time of the Kazakhra. It only works when the Pasuk allows it. Holy Kazakhra, but if not for the Pasuk explicitly allowing it, I wouldn't on my own say, Lo Yei Tafel Chamun Iker. Right? This concept of Lo Yei Tafel Chamun Iker, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily apply it. I wouldn't apply it without this Pasuk. But now the Pasuk explicitly allows it. We say it's okay. Okay, just to summarize today's daf. We started with halfway Kedusha, so regarding the Minchas Chavitin, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, fully Sarin in the Kli, otherwise it's not Kaddish. Rabbi Lezer says, well, if you anyway is going to be Makriv at halfway, you can be Kaddish it as well. What about a regular Mincha? That he's being Kaddish part at a time. According to Rabbi Yechanan, if he plans on completing it in the Kli, so it's Kaddish already now. Rab says, no, even in that case, it's not Kaddish until it's fully complete. Rav tells us another halacha as well, that if you have the full amount of flour but not yet oil or levaina, so each element on its own could be kaddish, because we find kedusha applicable to each element in various contexts. Shmuel agrees to Rav as well. Rav Chanina disagrees. He says kedusha only happens when you have the full ingredients, all the ingredients, you know, in the kli at once. We have two halachas regarding locations. According to Rabbi Lezer, the kmitza of a mincha and a heichal works. It's comparable to siluk bazichin, and Rabbi Yechon teaches us that the shechita of ishlamim and a heichal works as well because of lo yehi tafel chamim neikar. All the best to you and much, much atzlacha.